been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. This dusty old dust is getting my home. And I've got to be drifting along.
You told me that the moon was just a big balloon full of honey from the heavenly bees. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? Nothing but old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please, but I've just found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
This is 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley and Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Sky is speckled, I'm haunted by memory of the time that astronaut Armstrong made a lot of history. He said it's quite a leap, so then I went to sleep because he put my mind at ease. I was sure he'd learn for certain that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. I'm a man, not a man. That moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
Yes, indeed, you are listening to the one and only Green Cheese, the show where you can test your knowledge of the arcane and your phone dialing skills with scores of people across northern Minnesota, across the world, and maybe even across the universe. We are so glad that you're listening, and we welcome you to some of the most unique and interactive fun that a person can have on a Saturday night. My name is Justine Jacobson, and I'm running the board for tonight's edition of Green Cheese. My co-host, partner in borderline crime, ride or die, and welcome back to my soul sister from another mister, Shannon Antela. Hi, Shannon.
Woohoo!
Reunited and it feels so good.
Yeah, good to have you back.
Oh, it's so good to be back in the
studio.
You've been
out fighting fires in Arizona. Tell us about that a little bit.
Not fighting fires.
Well, not with like your shovel and water,
no,
but you're on the
and
team.
And a Pulaski, if anybody knows what a Pulaski is.
You're on the team.
No, so I work for a certain natural resources agency, and they let me get to go wildfire dispatch in the summer. So I was at a fairly big incident in Arizona for almost a month.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing people.
It was a very great experience. I worked with a lot of really great folks, and special shout out if any of my coworkers in Arizona are listening, they've heard about us.
Well, of course, I would hope there. You would tell them about green cheese.
Yeah, yeah, and I hope they're doing well, and I'm hoping they're getting some good rest.
Well, it's great to have you back. I missed you.
It's great to be back.
Yeah, it's been a year since we've been on the air together.
Has it been a year?
Christmas, solstice.
Christmas.
We did the solstice.
Yes, we did that.
Okay, all right. Well, you may already know the drill, gentle listener, but we always have new listeners to the show, so here are some unofficial guidelines that we like to abide by here on Green Cheese. When you finally get through and put in queue, step away from your source or turn your radio down. Listen for the click and for the host to tell you that you're on Green Cheese. Google is strongly discouraged. Brain power, encyclopedias, maps, atlases, dictionaries, and the like are strongly encouraged. If you don't know the answer to a question, don't worry, we'll ask more. Please keep it family friendly. Tell us your name or your chosen radio moniker and where you're calling from. And the number to call in is 218-326-1234. Well, before we get started, I just wanted to give a big shout out to Doug Danger for a great On the River this afternoon.
And everything's okay, Justine. Yeah. He said that.
Yeah, well, so the joke that he told at the end, it was a dad joke, and he said he accidentally super glued his thumb and his forefinger together, but it'll be okay for a while. So
everything's
so think about
okay.
The thumb and the forefinger glued together, it's the okay.
Thank you for
one,
that,
Dan, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
Yep, nice job. Also, stay tuned after Green Cheese for KAXC After Dark with your hosts, The Clockos.
Woohoo!
I know, right? Who will be playing lots of heavy metal for your listening enjoyment.
I'm
excited.
It's
got a good beat you can dance to.
I am listening on the way home tonight.
Give it a 9.5, Dick.
Okay. Yes.
So, Labor Day weekend edition. It's Labor Day weekend. If, like me, you were not born or have, if you were not born wealthy or have become independently wealthy and have had to actually work for a living, mm-hmm. here's a big Green Cheese shout out to you.
Yes.
like me. Real American heroes. The working people keep this place running.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of shout outs before we get started. To my son, Ben, who just earned a certified flight instructor. Let's hear it for young Master Benjamin. He's on his way to walk across the graduation stage at UND in December. So good for him.
That's so cool.
Want to give a shout out to a new listener, an online friend of mine. I've only met her online, but I think we're kind of kindred spirits. My Julia Cowley, she's a podcast host that I've gotten to know, and she is a retired FBI profiler.
That is so cool.
I know, isn't it cool? And she hosts a podcast called The Consult. Real FBI profilers. So I just want to give a shout out to her podcast. And if you like true crime, check out The Consult. And she's now a fan of Green Cheese.
Cool.
Isn't that awesome?
Maybe she's listening tonight.
She said she was going to.
All right.
I told her I was going to give her a shout out. So, and I will have a couple of questions that she'll know the answer to. So, but she doesn't know if she's going to call in, but she said she'd listen.
Maybe she won't be shy.
Maybe.
Don't be shy.
Don't be shy, Julia.
We don't bite.
You get a good, handle, or you can use your real name.
That'll be interesting to see what her handle is.
I know.
Yes.
I don't know if I would probably recognize her voice. Do you want to get us started with some questions? Because
I
see that we've got the phone line is already blinking.
Yes.
The number
yes.
to call in is 218-326-1234 if you want to get online.
So first question from me. Have a couple on this day of questions. On this day in 1835, this Australian city, famous for its sporting events and holds title having the fourth largest tram system in the world, was initiated as a city. And then I also have this American business magnate who was also the world's wealthiest person in the year 2008, was born in Omaha, Nebraska on this day in 1930. And one more. What is chalk made of?
Chalk.
Chalk.
What is chalk made of?
Yes.
Okay. I guess this is not an on this day, but it was a recent milestone that we saw happen. 35 years ago, on August 27th, 1990, Stevie Ray Vaughan was killed in that helicopter crash. How old was Stevie Ray Vaughan when he died? In 1894, Congress passed a bill declaring the first Monday in September a federal holiday to honor and recognize the American labor movement and the works and contributions of laborers to the developments and achievements in the United States. It was signed into law that same year by which president? Then let's put out there, here's one that Julia will know the answer to. This one goes out to you, Julia. Undercover FBI agent Joe Pistone infiltrated the Bonanno crime family under what name? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Oh. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening, Green Cheese.
Hi. This is
Canada calling.
Hi, Canada.
Hey there.
Okay. Hey, how are you doing? Sounds like it's a nice day up in northern Minnesota.
It's a beauty of a day. It's a beauty day.
Yeah. There won't be many more left, I don't think. So better enjoy it.
Soak it up while you can.
Depends on what your definition is.
Yes.
Well, that's true. That's true. Some folks do like their snow, right? So the Aussie city, would that be Melbourne?
Ding, ding, ding. That's correct.
Woo-hoo.
Melbourne, Australia.
Yeah, I do
ding.
Know they have a fairly extensive tram network there. So.
But
fun okay, very good.
Fun We're fact, though.
Running.
Want to take a guess on what they almost named Melbourne?
Batman.
Very close. Batmania.
Yeah.
Batmania.
Yeah, I knew it was. Yeah, they have all kinds of statues and stuff of Batman
yes.
in the city.
It's
very cool.
Yep, would have been named after its controversial founder, John Batman.
Right.
Can you
very
imagine?
Cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, who was this again? Who was calling?
John in Sudbury, Ontario.
Okay.
And we're gonna give a shout out. Back to Rhinestone in the Biffy from last week. We tried getting through and literally couldn't the entire show. So, made it first tonight, eh?
It happens.
You did a
it
great
happens.
Job,
okay.
John.
Awesome.
So
hope he's
just
listening.
To Rhinestone and remember to support public radio folks. And have a good show.
Good Thank to hear you. From you, John. Maybe we'll hear from you again.
Oh, you likely will. Bye-bye.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I am hearing the question about Omaha, the Omaha question, and the answer is Warren Buffett.
That is right. The American business magnate was born on
yes.
this day in 1930, so he just celebrated his 95th birthday.
Wow.
Go Warren.
It's a good run.
Very good run, and he's still kicking, too.
Who's calling?
Yeah, he is. He's totally kicking.
He is. Well, who's kicking it with us right now on the phone? Who's this?
Well, this is Nikki and Mikey and Ricky from Minneapolis.
Nikki, Ricky, and Mikey from Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening and thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank
you. Yeah, stay tuned. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 218-326-1234.
Boy, they're on fire right now. Whew.
We're just gonna plow right through. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm just going to answer the question on the Omaha. Is it Warren Buffett?
That is right. Ding,
ding. Ding.
Ding.
Oh.
Yep, that
All
got
right,
answered, but good
you.
Job.
Well, we got to give you a shout out. We're calling from Effie Jones in Bass Lake.
Cool.
Effie Jones.
Yep, Effie Jones in Bass Lake. We've been
nice
chopping wood all day.
Been out chopping wood. Heard the phone ringing, so you run.
Yep, here we run. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Bye. 218-326-1234. I think a couple of yours got answered.
Oh,
you
my gosh. Right away.
Want
to reload? Smarty pantses. Yes. Well, I'm going to repeat the third one that I had that hasn't been answered. What is chalk made out of? A new one. This American stand-up comedian known for being on Comedy Central's Daily Show and his Root of All Evil and Off the Reels tours was born on this day in 1948 in Washington, D.C. And one more. Let's see. What part of the human body serves the purpose of maintaining balance?
218-326-1234. Still out there. How old was Stevie Ray Vaughan when he died? In 1894, Congress passed a bill declaring the first Monday in September a federal holiday to honor and recognize the American labor movement and the works and contributions of laborers to the development and achievements in the United States. It was signed into law that same year by which president? And undercover FBI agent Joe Pistone infiltrated the Bonanno crime family under what name? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is the Shopper family from Annandale, Minnesota.
Hi, Shopper family.
So I want to answer the Joe Pistone question.
Yeah, what
you
got?
But Donnie Brasco did not infiltrate my family.
Aren't you supposed to be under witness protection?
I am. Annandale's an alias.
Awesome. Well played, my friend.
All right, have a good night.
Did you have any shout-outs?
Shout-out to the Anderson family from Annandale as well.
Fantastic. Awesome. Thanks for listening, you guys. Good job. Ding, ding. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, good evening, Green Cheese. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, this is Cam.
Hi, Cam.
Calling from Effigene's up in Bass Lake and McGregor. I think someone else called it earlier.
Yeah, there's a party up there.
Your kindred folk just called in here, the Effie Jones.
Did they talk about chopping wood all day?
Yeah.
They did,
That's what we did, from the storms. But
you guys know how to roll.
we're having a lot of fun, yeah. Did anyone answer the Stevie Ray Vaughan question yet?
Nope. How old was he when he died?
We all kind of talked about this. We thought 47?
Nope.
Oh.
Not 47.
Dude. All right. Well, have a great evening.
He was younger than 47.
Oh, he was younger. Okay. Yep. All right. Yep. Well, we're listening and we're excited. So thank you very much.
Cool. Well, thanks. Stay tuned.
Rest up after chopping all that wood there, sir.
Exactly. We will.
We don't have to call you blisters showing up after the work's all done, right?
No, exactly. Okay. No blisters. We're good. We're all... Everyone's got their hands and their feet still attached, so we're good.
That is always a good thing.
Phew. Thanks.
Yep.
Bye.
Have a good night.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. See, I'd like to answer the question of Stevie Ray Vaughan, his age.
Yeah.
I believe he was 35.
He was 35. Ding, 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 ding. Yep.
I was surprised he was that young. I just happened to read that in the last week, and I just thought, wow, I didn't realize he was that young.
Yeah, he was young. That was a tragedy.
Who's calling?
In fact, we saw Bonnie. This is Tom at Rancho Relax on Big Sandy, and boy, what a great day.
Nice weekend.
I saw Bonnie Raitt play at the State Fair like 3 weeks after he died. You know, she was at Alpine. At a concert too. Yeah, she was a little weepy that night, what a tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Do you have any shout outs?
No shout outs tonight, but you guys are doing a great job.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks much.
Enjoy the evening, Tom. Enjoy
Thank
the
you.
Evening.
Thanks, bye. 218-326-1234. We'll take one more caller, then we'll refresh our questions. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the chalk question.
Is this Nancy?
There's that Nancy.
Yes,
hi, Nancy. It was so good to see you at the picnic.
I can't fool anybody. I have to disguise my voice.
We talked about this the last time.
The Darth Vader mask.
The Darth Vader mask. One of these days, Nancy, we're going to bring it.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. See, we just get really good at it. We have to pay attention to that kind of thing. So, and I'm sorry if you don't want me to officially recognize you and call you out by name.
It's okay.
I'll just pretend I don't know you if you want me
Next
to.
Next session, we're going to come up with an alias for Nancy.
Okay. I had a job as a receptionist for a while, and I got to know voices very well.
It's amazing how identifiable the human voice is. And you know, you can make up all the aliases you want. You can't fool the voice. You can't fool
That's
the voice.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, Nancy, go ahead.
Nancy, what's chalk made out of?
Old fossilized seashells and or limestone.
Woohoo! That is what I have almost verbatim.
That's why she's a queen, folks.
That is. And I bet
you're a former queen.
You're once a queen, always a queen.
I bet you there's limestone down in beautiful downtown Omelin too.
Do we have limestone here? I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay.
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. The rocks by Taylor Falls are really, they're not limestone. They're granite or something. Really strong. Oh. Yeah.
All right.
Well.
Okay.
Any shout-outs for you, my dear?
Sure. Ed from Cedar Island Lake. Donnie from Cedar Island Lake. Calamity Jane and the Dip in the Road.
Okie dokie.
All right, thank you.
Stay tuned, hon. Bye.
Good to hear thank from you, Nance.
218-326-1234.
All right.
Shannon, well, what you got for our underwriters?
Ooh, 1 second here.
Okay.
Have to turn the page. All right. We received support from the Headwaters Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Bemidji. HUFS congregation strives to build bridges with the community and welcomes all to seek truth, practice love, and celebrate life. Learn more at headwatersuu.org. We need you to defend KXE with your donations. Due to funding losses, these are uncertain times for our little station. There are many ways to preserve people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Visit kaxe.org/give or call Heather at 218-326-1234. I know I donated a couple times this year, as well as I've been a member for, I think, 3 years now, and we are keeping on trucking. We're doing a really good job, I think,
yep,
now.
Sustaining members.
Yes.
And, yep, just keep on coming.
Yeah.
Keep on coming. We need you. All right. 218-326-1234. Should we refresh our questions?
I'm going to do that. Because everybody's just...
We got Smarty Pants
super
listening.
Smart,
yep,
on a Saturday night.
Why don't I start off?
In
1894, the Labor Day designation as a federal holiday was signed into law by which president? Another Stevie Ray Vaughan question. Stevie Ray Vaughan favored and was most associated with what brand and type of guitar? And vis-a-vis is an expression that means in relation to or in regard to. It is literally translated from the French to what? What does vis-a-vis mean?
Ooh. And I'm still looking for this American stand-up comedian known for being on Comedy Central's Daily Show and his Root of All Evil and Off the Rails tours was born on this day in 1948. Keach from Parts Unknown, my favoriteest caller, one of many. This is for you if you're listening, so you've got to call in. Where did the band BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive, get their name? And then the scientific name Acer saccharum is for what tree common in southern Minnesota?
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, ladies.
Hi,
I'm the way here.
Yeah.
Hey, well, hey, all right. Been on hold for a while, but here we are.
Oh,
I don't know. Let's go for this one, because I'm not sure what you have. You asked what part of the body is involved in it maintains balance.
I missed that one when I was just repeating. Thank you, Simon.
Okay, and anyway, it's kind of complicated because there's a number of things involved, but the vestibular system, the key components of that, are the semicircular canals, and then their message from there goes to the cerebellum, and then that coordinates muscle activity to maintain posture. So I don't know, somewhere in there. I don't know if that's what you had or not.
I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah, I think we need to give it to him.
I have the inner ear.
Yeah, the inner ear, that's where the vestibular system, yeah, the inner ear does a number of things. But
Simon,
yes,
pointing to get my ear when you said
I haven't
vestibular.
Been on green cheese in 6 months. You got to be a little more kinder to Shannon here.
Oh, sorry. Well, I just didn't know exactly how you wanted it. You know,
there's
a number of parts involved, and depending how you break them down and categorize them, you know. So.
Very much so.
I knew we could count on you. So.
Yes.
Love you, babe.
Anyway, I will, sounding like a silly nerd now, I will shut up and get out of the way.
No, you schooled Shannon is what you did tonight, and that's okay, sir. I need to, I'm out of practice.
Thank you both for hosting, and shout out to everyone.
Sounds good, Simon.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye,
Simon.
Good night.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Matt. Effie Jones in, on Bass Lake and McGregor.
Hi.
Another Effie Jones.
It's a Bass Lake and McGregor party. Yes. I love it.
Yeah, we're all at the same place. We love
Woohoo! That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, I was calling to answer the question about which part of the body makes everything balanced. I was going to go with medulla in the brain.
I'm sure it's part of that, too, but I had inner ear.
Oh, yeah.
There's always one question that's just kind of a, you know, a shot in the dark, and this was that one.
Yeah,
so.
It is, for
it
sure.
It gets people talking.
It does.
It gets people talking, it gets people calling in, and it's fun, so that's...
Yeah, we were all racing up here for it.
Right on.
I bet. I didn't catch your first name from the Effie Jones crew.
Maddie.
Okay, thank you, Maddie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in and listening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I was calling. This is Tyler from Ear, Minnesota.
Hi.
Hello, Tyler.
How are you?
Good.
Doing good. What do you got for us there, Tyler?
I wanted to call about the part of the body that balances the emotion. Is it the emotions, or what was the question again?
Well, what I had that, now I erased it.
Well, it was a question about what part of the body... controls your balance.
Yes. What part of the human inner body ear, so serves it, the purpose of maintaining balance, Tyler? Do you have that?
Yes, I do.
What do you have?
Inner ear.
Woohoo!
Ding,
hey,
ding.
Yay! So there's someone that had just a little bit like I did.
Yep. Had the same answer. Good.
Yes.
Awesome.
Good job, Tyler.
We're kindred spirits tonight, Tyler. Thank you.
No problem.
Any shout outs?
Does anybody call Splitting Wood?
There's a whole bunch of folks on Bass Lake tonight that were doing woodwork. Chopping
gotcha.
Wood. For the
yeah,
winter.
We've been splitting wood all day out here.
Well, wonderful. Well, rest up. Thanks for. Do you have any shout outs before we let you go?
Yeah. I want to shout out Effie Jones on Bass Lake Boulevard.
That group
in McGregor,
is,
Minnesota.
That group is hot tonight.
They got awesome. Hot dialing fingers.
Yes. Well, thanks so much, Tyler.
Thanks, Tyler.
Thanks.
Stay Bye-bye. Tuned. Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
I would like to answer on Comedy Central.
Oh, go ahead. What do you have for me?
Is it Jon Stewart?
You are so close, but it's not Jon Stewart.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, before you go, little teaser, who are you?
I'm Trey Wigan.
You're Trey.
Hi, Trey.
Thanks for listening, Trey. Do you have any shout-outs?
Shout-out to my buddy's girlfriend. He's probably going to be laughing. So.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah. Does the buddy have a name?
No.
Or? No.
We don't want to.
Oh, aliases. Mm-hmm. Okay. We better not.
We don't want to get Trey in trouble.
Oh, no. No. But thanks for listening, Trey.
Yeah, it's good.
Thanks.
You have a good night. Call in again.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, ladies. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, Keach. Good. How are
Hi.
You?
Hi,
Shannon.
Keach.
Shannon cannot be more excited to hear your voice.
I am so excited, Keach. Did you miss me?
Oh, I did.
She was so bummed that she didn't get to see you at the picnic.
I know. I was working.
Yeah, I had a great time. I was kind of nervous and kind of felt like going to a family reunion.
Kind of, yeah.
But it was, but it was only the cool relatives.
But with people that you like, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, there wasn't that creepy uncle, you know.
No. Just the fun aunties.
So yep. So we will be returning in the future, and
wonderful.
Hopefully we'll bring some more idiots with us.
Well, I tell you what, so, we enjoyed that pulled pork for a good 4 or 5 days after we took
excellent.
It home. Yeah, my husband raved about it, so thank you so much.
Excellent.
Yep.
Yep, you bet. Gonna take a stab at the Daily Show question.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, sure, you're gonna... Did you not hear my question that I made special for you tonight, sir?
I did hear it, but I don't know it. I'm excited to hear the answer.
What's your daily question?
Is that Lewis
question?
Black?
That is right. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
Lewis yes! Black.
All yes. right. I'll let you guys go.
Good to have you on board.
Union brothers, and sisters and
yeah.
Keach from Parts Unknown. Adios.
Thanks, Keach. Bye.
Bye.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, hi. How you doing tonight?
Doing good.
Good. I'm going to take a stab at the question, what kind of guitar did Stevie Ray Vaughan play?
Ooh. Yeah, well, what kind of guitar did he favor and was most associated with? He had other kinds, you know, he didn't just only have this one kind.
Okay. Fender Stratocaster.
Fender Stratocaster. Woo! Ding, 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 ding. Good job.
Yeah. I got a couple musician friends and they love them. But
oh, yes.
Anyway, yeah. So this is Durwood and Janice from the Fillmore Inn.
Hi, guys.
Haven't caught you in a couple weeks, but it's always good to be back. And do a shout out quick.
You bet.
To Hondo's Heroes and the Little Pine Bushes.
Sounds good.
Jay Walter and the Rectifiers.
And Jay Walter and the Rectifiers.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
I think you guys have played them before on your music show.
I think we have.
If it's music, we've probably played it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a big library.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Support from KXE comes from Schroeder Log Home Supply, supplying wood home and cabin owners with specialty sealants, preservatives, and wood finishes. More information at their Rapid store or online at loghelp.com. We receive support from Clockell Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer as well as modern classics for 7 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Saturday, noon to 8, Sunday from noon to 6. More at clockellbrewing.com.
Very good. 218-326-1234 is the number to call in to give an answer or give a shout out on Green Cheese here on KEXE. Let's refresh our question, Shannon.
Yes. So I'm still looking for what is the scientific name Acer saccharinum for what common tree in southern Minnesota? Because Keach was being kind, he didn't answer this one. Where did the band BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive, get their name? And what element was discovered for the first time by Swedish chemist Carl Wilhelm Scheele in 1772?
Okay. In 1894, the law creating a federal holiday for Labor Day, recognizing the American labor movement, was signed into law by which president? Vis-a-vis is an expression that means in relation to or in regard to. It is literally translated from the French to what? What does vis-a-vis mean in English literally? Let's put out there, what was the first state to make Labor Day an official public holiday in 1887 before it was a federal law?
Oh.
Which state was the first state to recognize laborers?
That started it all.
Yep. Let your fingers do the walking was the tagline for what? And what do these four people have in common? Jeff Brown, Bobby Brooks, Nigel Brown, and Colin Smythe. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
That the Acer saccharinum is the sugar maple.
I'll give it to you, Nance. It's silver maple.
Well, boy, we've been tapping trees for years, and they've always been called the Acer saccharinum.
Yeah. Did I butcher that name? I tried it really hard. Saccharinum. Yeah. I think it did okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're going to give it to me anyway.
Ding, ding.
You can tap you can tap any maple tree, but the sugar maple gives the best sap.
That's what I hear.
Mm-hmm. I tap that.
Get the dump button. Look at her go.
I did not violate any FCC rules.
Nancy, you're bringing out
a tree.
You're bringing out the naughty in Justine here,
it doesn't
Nancy.
Doesn't take much.
My goodness.
Well, so now we know what kind of a person she really is. Huh?
I know.
We all have our days now. Come on. Let's not get
yeah.
Thanks,
well, we
Nance.
Make syrup, so.
Yes.
You know. No brainer. Okay.
Thanks,
thank you.
Nancy.
Thanks, Nance.
Bye-bye.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, the person that called in just before me after the break answered my question about SRV and his Stratocaster
yep.
that looked like it came out of the dumpster. But that guy could play.
Yep, yep. He could probably take a cardboard shoebox and
not much different than probably Willie's Trigger, right? Isn't Willie's Trigger got holes in it and everything like that?
Yeah.
Still plays it.
That guitar was beat up, but man, oh man. Anyway, thanks a lot for hosting the show, and we
turn your radio
support,
down.
And
turn your radio down.
Hondo's Heroes.
Hondo's.
Hondo's Heroes, yeah. This is a road game for us. We're on the road, so
okay.
We're up at Leech Lake. Normally, we're in Brainerd, but
Cool.
Man, oh man.
Well,
shout out to Little Pine who just answered my question.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Drive safe, guys.
Thanks. Bye.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, we called in.
Yeah, you did.
You did? Who is this?
We called in for the Stevie Vaughan guitar question.
Oh, and you got beat to the punch.
Yeah, we got beat to the punch. But how about the president who initiated Labor Day?
Yeah.
Was that Grover Washington?
Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland.
Ding, ding, ding. Yep. Yep.
That's
Grover
Cleveland.
Yep.
Well, thank goodness we got something right.
Oh, you know, it's okay if somebody beats you because that's part of the game.
It's part
we
of
still
the
give
game.
You the ding ding. We still
yes.
give you the shout out, the little
well,
pat on the back.
The ding ding. Yep. I've been a ding ding all my life. And that's, you know, but we want to do a shout out to the Lowberger Blues Club in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Ooh, cool.
Never heard of them. I didn't catch your name there, sir.
Well, this is Gina and Mike from the Breezeway in Virginia.
Nice.
Ah, well, thanks.
But it's nice on the Breezeway tonight.
It's beautiful. I hope you girls are having a beautiful evening because you're doing a great job, and thank you for your show.
Thanks.
Thank
it's a
you.
Lot of fun. We couldn't do it without you, so thanks for listening and thanks for calling.
Thanks for listening, Mike.
Bye.
God bless you, girls.
You too. Bye-bye. 218-326-1234. We're creating positive content.
I think so.
Putting positive vibes out into the world. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Green Cheese.
Hi.
That tree, the Acer, that is a maple, a silver maple.
Ding, ding.
That is correct, sir. Yes, I was told the sugar maple, and, you know,
no.
I really... Okay, I really try and triple check my stuff, but yeah, I don't argue. We're all friends here. It's okay.
Yep, we're all human. We're just having fun.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And
I've been corrected.
I want to do a shout out.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah, go ahead.
To Don Pierce and the Big Game Research crew from 1969 at Togo. And a shout out to Gail Blackmer at Deer Lake Charlie's.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
Let's see, that should take care of it. And this is Doodle Acres.
I was just
going to
say, boy, this voice sounds familiar. Hello, Doodle. How you doing?
I'm doing good. All right.
Nice to hear
you
from you guys.
Care. You bet.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Should we refresh our questions?
Oh yes.
I'm
getting so schooled tonight, Justine. I gotta get these questions a little harder.
It's been a while.
Oh my gosh.
It's been a while, yeah.
It's a lot of shame.
You gotta get your green cheese. I don't know what we got. Our green cheese fighting gloves
something.
Or our green cheese thinking caps.
Yes. Where did the band BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive, get their name? Keach is letting someone else answer this.
That's a big shout out to Keach.
He's being very kind.
Yeah.
What element was discovered for the first time by Swedish chemist Carl Wilhelm Scheele in 1772? And I'm going to throw a new one out here. Hold on. here's a good one. Here's a really good one, I think. On this day in 1890, President Benjamin Harrison signs the first U.S. law requiring inspection of this food group.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
218-326-1234. Still looking for the English translation of the French phrase vis-a-vis. What was the first state to make Labor Day an official public holiday in 1887? I'm going to give a hint on that one. We've got listeners from that state. Ooh. Let your fingers do the walking was the tagline for what? And what do these four people have in common? Jeff Brown, Bobby Brooks, Nigel Brown, and Colin Smythe. And then let's put out, who was known as the king of hillbilly piano players?
Ooh, 218-326-1234.
And hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Justine and Shannon. This is Janet from Don and Janet. Here we are.
Hey. Hi, Don and Janet. Here we are.
Good
How are you guys
hear
doing?
From you.
Yes, I'm so sorry we didn't get to meet you at the picnic, Shannon.
I know. I'm going to try and get my timing right next year.
You had to go where you were called.
That was a thing, so indeed I did.
Yeah, you have to do what you have to do. Yeah. I'm going to take a stab at the vis-a-vis.
Yeah.
Is that face-to-face?
Face-to-face. Ding, ding, ding. Yes, ma'am.
Woohoo!
You got it.
And I'd like to give a shout-out to Jeff from Woodridge, who is in our living room right now.
Cool.
And he's shouting back to me.
I can hear him.
His shout-out is a literal shout-out.
Yes. Yes. Hi, Jeff.
We hope to see you guys at Riverfest next weekend.
Yes.
Yep, I'll be there.
I might make an appearance with work. I got to see what they have on their schedule for helpers.
Yep.
Needed.
Well, Don and I have our tickets. So
Enjoy.
We will be there.
Yep. Good Lord willing and the creek don't rise.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Good to hear from you. Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to take a shot at the question about let your fingers do the walking.
Yeah.
Is that the Yellow Pages?
It was the Yellow Pages. Woo! Good job. Ding, ding, ding.
They still produce it? Do they still make a Yellow Pages at all?
They do.
I don't know if there's an official Yellow Pages, because there used to be the Yellow Pages itself.
I think there is.
There are phone books that have yellow sections.
I just got
sections.
A notification that they were in my mailbox. They were wanting me to pay some sort of subscription. I can't remember what it was, but yeah, some sort of official thing.
Yeah, oh. I haven't seen one in years.
Yeah. Who is this? Who's calling?
This is the Ikeo Islanders.
Oh, hey, guys.
Well, hi.
Hey, yeah, we're out here just enjoying the beautiful evening.
What better thing to be doing? It is a beautiful, beautiful evening, isn't it?
Yeah, and if I could give a shout out to the Langs from Northfield, the Currys and Hannah and JJ and Shoshone, they're all listening from different parts of the world.
Fantastic. Well, from one JJ to another, I'll shout out JJ too.
All right. Sounds Thanks. Good.
Enjoy.
Okay, bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, could you repeat the question about those four dudes like Colin Smythe and Bobby Brooks?
Yep. Jeff Brown, Bobby Brooks, Nigel Brown and Colin Smythe, what did they have in common?
They are four men who have never been in my kitchen.
Ding, ding.
You win.
I'm going to take your word for that is a true story. Yep.
Though I feel like that was a stretch there, Keach. Come on.
He's from parts unknown. Let me get a shout out to Open Face Sandwich and his baby girl, Nora, in Northeast Minneapolis.
80
oh,
old.
Oh, you. That,
Keech, Keech, real quick, are you tempted?
Oh, is he
still there?
Yeah, nope, he's gone.
Dang it.
Yep.
He didn't even try the BTL. He's doing it
well,
on
purpose.
Well,
he said he didn't know. When he called before, he said he didn't know the answer.
I call it. I think he does do.
You don't believe it, huh?
I don't believe it at all.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, hello. This is Nikki in Minneapolis, I'm with Mikey and Ricky.
Well, hey. Second time calling there, Nikki.
This is my first time listening, so this is so exciting.
That is some luck. You better go get a lottery ticket for sure.
I know, right? Oh, yes. My God, I'm enjoying every part of this show.
Wonderful. It's addictive, isn't it?
It is.
It's fun.
It is. I love it. I love it.
Okay,
so what do you got for us,
Nikki? We originally had the Yellow Pages question, but we heard that was already through.
Yep.
But the question about regulating this food group.
Yes.
And we are going to take a major guess that it's meat.
That is correct,
ding,
Nikki.
Ding.
Oh, correct.
Meat
Yes.
products. So think about that for a moment. On this day in 1890, like 1890, it was the first law for regulating meat products.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's crazy. But thank goodness for regulations, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you have
any
shout outs there, Nikki?
Well, Mikey and Ricky are with me, and then we're going to do a shout out to Brian and Amanda in Hudson, Wisconsin.
Awesome. Well, thanks for listening. I hope you continue.
Yes, most definitely. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nikki.
Okay, bye bye.
218-326-1234. Did you have any underwriters, Shannon, or are we good for now?
I think we're good for now.
Okay. Yeah. Then let's continue on with our callers. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I was wondering if you've got an answer for the BTO question.
No,
can
you
yet.
Put me out of my misery? Because Keech he's just teasing me tonight. Doggone it. What do you got?
Okay, it's named for Randy Bachman, Robbie Turner, and the Canadian music magazine called Overdrive.
Oh, the Canadian music magazine. I'm going to give that to you. That's not what I saw on Google, but that's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect. Who's calling?
This is PJ from Hickory Lake.
PJ from Hickory Lake.
Sounds like he knows his stuff.
I was going to say, are you a Bachman Turner Overdrive fan?
I am a fan. I wouldn't say I'm a nut about it. I know the radio played songs, but I'm not like got all their stuff.
Okay. Well, maybe you and Keech could meet someday.
He had that little nugget.
He did.
Yep.
He did. I love it. Yes.
Cool.
Oh, and you know what? You're missing Tim Bachman. He was also in there too. So.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Love
That's true too.
Brothers.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thanks.
Did you do shout outs?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Or did you want to do shout outs?
Yeah. Shout out to the crew at Schwartz's Island on Cutaway Lake.
Very good.
Awesome. Thanks, PJ.
Thanks.
Yep, you're welcome.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Okay, we have an answer for the question. What state first initiated Labor Day? Was that Oregon?
It was Oregon.
Woo!
Yeah, good job. Yeah. Ding, ding.
And just a little correction on the previous caller, not knocking this guy because he knows his stuff, but... It was a Trucker magazine, I think, for Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Yeah, that's what I had was Trucker magazine. I didn't have Canadian, but maybe it's a Canadian Trucker magazine. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it is. But, you know, kudos to that dude because he knows his stuff.
He so knew that stuff. I know.
I'm
so glad.
Sometimes those little nuggets of information just, they just pop up when you need them.
Yes. Who's calling in? This voice sounds familiar.
Breezeway in Virginia.
Oh,
Breezeway,
who?
Yep.
Breezeway. Hey, Gina and Mike were just talking to you. I'm talking about you there.
Right on. Thank you, girls.
Very good. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
Did anybody answer the question about the fruit that was to be inspected by a president? I don't remember the year because so much time passed.
A fruit that was, I think,
not,
I think you got
fruit,
like four questions.
Food group. What food group?
Food group.
What food group? Yep.
Fruit.
No.
Food. Food. F-U-U-D.
It Bananas?
Wasn't fruit.
F-U-U-D?
It wasn't.
What?
Oh, did I say UUT? Oh my gosh, I'm going home, Justine.
Let's just come to a screeching halt.
I'm gonna say I'm hey, still Justine, in Arizona time.
This is Randy, your neighbor across the street on Walnut.
I saw the caller ID. I know who this is. I was okay. Trying to keep it on the lowdown. Hey, how's it going, Randy? Good to hear from you.
Good.
And your answer yeah. was the meat products. In
yeah, the answer that Shannon, the food group that Shannon was looking for to be the first to be inspected by the government was meat.
Okay. Okay. This is my nephew, Charlie, and he told me to call me with bananas.
It's bananas that they wait until 1890 is what the thing is, or Randy. That's for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
My goodness.
If they told you to jump off a cliff, would you?
Probably, but I'm not sure. I don't know. I won't admit to it. But anyway, we're on Iggy Lake up in Grand Rapids, and Eric's over in Hayward, Wisconsin, splitting wood, and hope he gets back video soon. I like hearing him, and I really like calling in on him because I have no idea what to say to him.
Wasn't that fun when he was on?
Yes, it is.
Mr. Eric Hansen.
I love you guys. All our support.
Thanks. Thanks, Randy.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yep.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, 1772, the element that was discovered, that was nitrogen.
Oh, what did you say?
Nitrogen.
Nitrogen, that's not what I have.
Rutherford, Steele, and Lavoisier, they used to call it noxious air, and then it was nitrogen.
Not what I have, though.
Sounds like he knows what he's talking about. I don't know.
Well, I teach it, so.
You teach it?
Yes.
Then Google and wherever else I got this from completely failed me. I had oxygen.
Well, you know, Google. Google's.
Some controversy about Joseph Priestley discovering it, but it was in 17.
Oh, no, you asked about Steele in 1772, and that was nitrogen. Steele, Rutherford, and Lavoisier.
Interesting. Well, you know what? I'm striking out with the Google and all the other stuff. I usually triple check my work. But
I'll
who is calling there, Mr.
If
Teacher?
If they actually discovered something else that year, but I know nitrogen, they were calling it noxious air at the time.
Noxious
and then they,
air. That is weird.
Yeah, noxious air, and then they called it nitrogen. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Okay, Teacher, okay. Who's calling here?
Oh, this is Murphy Hill Beach Club. Tim calling.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in and listening in, Murphy Hill.
Yeah. All right,
thanks. Bye.
Have a good night.
218-326-1234. Should we refresh the questions?
Oh, boy. I'm getting schooled something fierce, Justine. And I seriously, guys, I try and triple check my work, but apparently I need to quadruple check. Is that a thing?
Don't fret about it. We're just having fun. I'll start with my questions.
Yes.
What do these four people have in common? Jeff Brown, Bobby Brooks, Nigel Brown, and Colin Smythe. And the answer is not that they are all four people who have never been in Keach's Kitchen. That is not the correct answer. Okay. We're also still looking for who was known as the king of hillbilly piano players. When Labor Day first became law, it only applied to whom? And the Apple Valley, Minnesota football team has had to move its home games to other locations or adjust the times for daylight play because what kind of bird has built a nest on the field lights and is a protected species?
Ooh.
It's been in the news, so I know someone probably has heard that story.
Well, I've got three brand new questions here. This Americans on this day... for birthdays here. This American songwriter was born in Sheffield, Massachusetts on this day in 1820 and was famous for penning the Civil War song, the Battle Cry of Freedom. Apollone Mutica is a scientific name for what Minnesota reptile commonly found in the lower St. Croix and Minnesota River? And what is a Geiger counter used to measure?
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Simon the Lake
here.
Hey, Simon.
Well, I'm very nervous about this because Murphy Hill Beach Club, who's a lot smarter than I am, just answered that question and about the element named in...
Yep, in
1772.
Yep.
And he said nitrogen. I think nitrogen was probably named about the same time or found about the same time. I was going to say oxygen. I think I thought oxygen was named by the Swedish fella.
Yep, and oxygen is what I had, but, you know, I'm not going to argue with the teacher. That is for darn sure.
I thought nitrogen was founded by the same time, but maybe by somebody else, I thought. So.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And yep. Anyway, who knows? That's what I had, so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can all visit the Google and get our
Did you already say the answer was oxygen, or is that the...
What I had was oxygen, yeah.
I mean, did you say that already? Because if no. You did, I'll take you.
You're
didn't.
The first one
so
to say.
You're the first one to say.
All right,
the
then I won't guess another. Then I'll leave it at that. So
you're such a gentleman.
But Simon, did you want to do a shout out at least or two?
I'll just shout out to Murphy Hill Beach Club because he's generally much much smarter than I am on that kind of stuff. But anyway, I'm sure they were both. Found about the same time, but I thought nitrogen was found by a Scot actually, whereas
oxygen was found by a Swede.
I thought,
yep,
but anyway,
Swede.
I don't know for sure. So anyway, I'll get out the way. I've taken up enough time.
Well,
so.
You're all smarter than me, so there you go.
And me too.
Thanks, Simon.
You folks have a good night. Take
you
care.
Too. Bye.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Jigs from the Garage.
Hi, Jigs.
Yeah, I was going to answer the question about Carl Wilhelm guy, but you already answered it. You gave it away.
I've been giving it all away tonight there, sir. Jigs, this is... Everyone's smarter than me tonight. I am really out of my element and game with the questions. It's all right, though.
But you just asked a question just right while I was on hold there forever and ever. But what was one of the last two questions you
I'll give
asked?
I'll say one for you and you see if you've got an answer. How's this? What's the Geiger counter used to measure?
Earth tremors.
That's not what I have.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's
no,
something to
right,
do with
yeah.
earthquakes or... They're doing whatever. But
yeah.
I put a shot at it.
Jigs, do you have a shout out for anyone?
I do. I think Mojo from the sauna is over at the World's Fair in Bovee tonight.
Is he?
The World Fair in Bovee.
He's not in the sauna, actually.
Bovee Farmer's Day. That's the World's Fair over in the
but party of a lifetime out there.
I'm pretty sure he's over there. Words of wisdom. What's
doing
going
his thing.
On over there?
Mm-hmm. It's a good
He's
time.
Pretty good at it.
Yep.
Thanks,
anyway,
Jigs. Thanks for listening.
Shout out for the Friends of the Whitetail and that Bachman Turner Overdrive deal that everybody was going on too. I actually think that was it was out of a trucker magazine, but I think somebody left a napkin on the table that had Overdrive wrote on it, and they changed their name. They were Bachman Turner.
Yep.
And they went to Drive after that, after they read the napkin.
Yep, and what a little bit that I had too is they really liked Overdrive because it kind of helped define their energetic music.
Oh yeah, you got a little faster when you put it in an Overdrive.
That's
heck
right.
Yeah. Take it down.
So, thanks so much, your Jigs.
All right, thank you. A good show. Talk to you later.
Have
thanks,
a good night.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'm calling to correct that teacher about that nitrogen thing.
God, help us.
Oh, boy.
If any of it, I mean, he may have taught it, but I am the master of noxious hair.
And I think all the listeners would agree. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
we still love
yeah,
you, Keach.
Yeah. And Justine, you need to. It's a family show. Keep it clean with your.
I know.
Maple tapping.
I know. You heard that too, didn't you?
Well, Well, don't bring it back up. It's a moment in time and it's gone.
I like blue, but even I blushed. I blushed on that.
I forgot all about that, and then you had to throw it back in my
face. Nancy and I were shocked and amazed.
Yep, yep. FCC is going to come a calling.
Yeah, right.
All right, keep the bugs.
Only if you call him and tell him to.
Oh, yeah, you think I wouldn't?
Well, I would hope not.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Some kind of code of honor in this, huh? Yeah.